Welcome back to the Look and Sound of Leadership, an ongoing series of executive coaching tips designed to help you be perceived in the workplace the way you want to be perceived. I'm Tom Henschel, your executive coach, and today we're talking about smiling. Is it the look of leadership? Gabriella often says she has the best job in the whole company, and she's quick to add that hers is a global company of more than 20,000 people. She talks about lives changed because of the work she gets to do. She talks about the great performance of her team. She talks about attending international conferences with world leaders where she promotes her group's unique innovation. Amazingly, she never sounds like she's bragging. Quite the contrary, she wins over virtually everyone she talks with because while she tells her story, she smiles in a way that is authentic and completely unforced. Hers is not the dewy-eyed smile of a girl who just glimpsed her latest crush. Rather, hers is the smile of someone who loves what she does and can't wait to share it with you. Gabriella is irresistible, and a large part of her charisma is her smile. Contrast Gabriella with Lee. Lee leads a process improvement team for a defense contractor. She holds a PhD, is well into her 40s, and is mother to two teenagers. She's also petite and youthful in appearance. At our first meeting, Lee told me people often talked over her while she was talking. It wasn't just guys on factory floors who did it. Sometimes it was her own direct reports. She told me that in meetings with peers and senior executives, ideas she proposed often fell flat. Sometimes she'd feel she hadn't even spoken, except that a few minutes later, someone else would voice her idea, and people would throw their energy behind it like a downpour after a drought. Lee felt she wasn't being taken seriously because of her diminutive size and girlish appearance. I felt the issue was quite different. While telling me about not being taken seriously, she smiled the entire time. Unlike Gabriella's smile that felt authentic and unforced, Lee's smile felt anxious and inappropriate. I told Lee her smile seemed to say, "Please like me." Over the years, I've encountered this sort of nervous smiling from more women than men, but it doesn't affect only women, hardly. Carlos was the gatekeeper for a powerful senior executive at a fast-paced, high-tech firm. At the end of each sentence, Carlos flashed a nervous smile. Is it any surprise he had trouble projecting the gravity he needed to keep the executive's calendar running smoothly? Women like Lee may struggle more often than men to smile authentically, but trust me, this is not just a women's issue. Now, in addition to the anxious, "please like me" smile, one other smile complicates this issue even further. It's a smile we all use with each other all the time. This smile is not connected to a true feeling of enjoyment. Rather, we use it to send messages of good intention. It's traded at particular times in a ritualized way, like an exchange of business cards. It's the social smile. The social smile isn't a phony smile. It serves a particular purpose. We accept it from each other. Unless it's your default smile. The social smile is different from a smile of true enjoyment in several ways, and most people can tell the difference between the two. When social smiles, which do not reflect genuine pleasure, become your norm, your observers may experience you as less than sincere. If you're interested in learning to distinguish genuine smiles from social smiles, there's a website that can help you hone your face reading skills. It was created by Dr. Paul Ekman, who has been studying facial expressions for decades and whose work inspired the TV series Lie to Me. His face training site can be found at www.face.paulekman.com. Ekman is spelled E-K-M-A-N. Once again, the URL is face.paulekman.com. Okay, now let's simplify this whole issue of smiling. Here are three ways you can assess whether your smile is moving you towards or away from the look and sound of leadership. Number one, measure when you smile. When I first spoke to Lee about her smiling, she didn't know when she was smiling and when she wasn't. We used video to increase her awareness. I also encouraged her to ask herself, am I smiling now? What about now? How about right now? Carlos, on the other hand, was well aware of his tendency to smile too often. His family and friends had been teasing him about it for years. How aware are you of your tendency to smile? If you feel you have trouble establishing credibility, or if you have trouble setting and holding boundaries, or if it's difficult for you to be assertive on your own behalf, you may want to check and see if smiling is contributing to the problem. How would you do that? Ask for feedback. Or use video to record yourself. Build your awareness of when you are and aren't smiling. By the way, if you'd like to know how to get good feedback, there's an executive coaching tip from 2005 called Getting Good Feedback. It has several ideas that may be helpful for you. At the end of the podcast, I'll tell you how to find that tip. Okay. The second measurement for creating authentic smiles is appropriateness. While you were reading about Lee wanting to be taken seriously, you might have imagined she had many feelings about her struggle. You might have imagined she felt frustrated or irritated or helpless or even angry. But I doubt you imagined she felt anything that would have caused her to smile. Lee's smile while telling me that story was inappropriate. Measuring appropriateness will stop you from tossing out the baby with the bathwater when it comes to smiling, because I am most definitely not advocating that you stop smiling in the workplace. I think most people don't smile enough in the workplace. I think smiling is great. It makes us all more attractive. This is not a tirade against smiling. Far from it. But to appear genuine, your smile does need to be appropriate. Okay, third and final measure. What message does your smile convey? Does your smile signal that you're delighted to be in that particular room at that particular time? If so, that message would go a long way towards making you more charismatic. By the way, this very idea is addressed in an executive coaching tip from 2008 called Creating Charisma. But maybe, like Lee and Carlos, maybe your smile conveys a message of insecurity. If so, it's hard to imagine how that message could be benefiting you. Or is your smile a social smile, sending a message of goodwill? The point here is your smile sends a message, and people are receiving it. With good feedback, you can find out what that message is, and then you can begin to craft your message with intention. Two tips that can help with that are act as if and choose the impression you make. Okay, here's the recap. Measure your smile in these three ways. Number one, build your awareness of when you're smiling. Number two, make sure you're smiling when it's appropriate. Number three, send the message you intend with your smile. Those three measures can help you just as they helped Lee and Carlos. Once your smile becomes authentic, you'll be modeling the look and sound of leadership. If developing a smile that will build your credibility is an idea you're interested in, here are six other podcasts that will help you develop your skills. The first three are ones I've already mentioned: Getting Good Feedback, Act As If, Choose the Impression You Make. The three other tips that will help you are becoming more expressive, how behaviors change, when learning makes things worse. Those podcasts and all our others can be found on the Essential Communications website, EssentialCom.com. That's EssentialCom with two M's .com. From our homepage, click the navigation button marked Coaching Tips. That will take you to an archive of all our podcasts. When you're there, you can search the archive by categories that interest you. One category is perception, how you're perceived. There are more than 50 tips in that category that will help you be perceived the way you want to be perceived. from the website. You can also download every tip as a PDF to save for yourself or forward to others. Our podcasts are also available through iTunes. Just search for The Look and Sound of Leadership. Until next time, I'm Tom Henschel. Thanks so much for listening.